Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street, currently featuring Hitchcocktober, a month-long tribute to the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. For movie titles and details, go to gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and today, John, we have one of your little cohorts, or as I like to call them, a hangers-on. A hanger-on. One of your coterie. A sycophant, if you will.
Not at all. An expert on Hitchcock.
An expert on Hitchcock. You want to introduce him?
Yeah. This is Wayne Miller from Franklin University, and an old buddy of mine. 20 years ago, we were on World Film Classics together.
Yep.
So we know the deal.
Digital Cable TV 25.
Welcome,
big,
Wayne.
Huge audience that you guys had there. You know, you guys probably met in a situation very similar to that of strangers on a train, no doubt.
Yeah, undoubtedly. You know, he wanted me to kill one of his many ex-wives.
And you didn't kill enough of them either, I'll tell you.
No, and my mom was already dead, so, you know, he didn't have to kill anybody.
That's great. All right, so let's get right to it.
We're on The Birds this week.
The Birds.
At the Gateway Film Center.
And amazing. If you haven't seen it on the big screen, please do it the justice of doing so. It's pretty amazing.
Hitchcocktober.
Talk about The Birds, Wayne. I can remember seeing this movie on television as a kid, and it's just one. It's fascinating. It's hypnotic. You know, the basic premise is just so primal. It's amazing. Tell me what you feel about it.
Oh, I thought it was an excellent one, and the same thing. I was not quite as young as you when I saw it, but it was college age. Seeing it in the dorm one midnight with a whole bunch of buddies. And we were just kind of blown away by it. We, of course, fell in love with Tippi Hedren. Great film. Well acted. Some classic Hitchcock set pieces. And one I just want to kind of tell everybody who would come to see it. Classic use of editing. I think that would rival the editing in the shower scene in Psycho when Tippi's sitting outside of the schoolhouse right in front of the jungle gym. And pay attention to it. It's a superb.
Well, I've mentioned that I can't see A Bird on a Wire without thinking of this film. And the images are so great. And he had just a green screen or blue screen or whatever it is to use. And, in fact, the birds at the end are held by string so that they stay on her.
Yeah, the famous scene when she goes up in the attic or a room not knowing birds are in there. And they attack her. And when it was filmed, Hitchcock, who had a very morbid sense of humor anyhow.
No, really? I'm shocked.
Yeah, he was a kind of a perverted, sick old man. But beside the point, yeah, they attached by strings and wires these birds. And he had stage members throwing birds at her during this shooting. And finally, she got into hysterics when one of the birds nearly pecked her in the eyeball. In fact, and I have to say this right now, I met Tippi Hedren a couple months ago at the Horror Hound film convention in Columbus. And excellent, beautiful woman, stunning, I think age 83, 84, something like that. Met her, had her autograph something for me, even Great. Got a picture taken with her, but which didn't take out, you know, didn't use. 2, 3, 4. The interesting thing about her talk, though, was talking about Hitchcock's filmmaking. And also, since he had this unnatural attraction to her, so to speak, that he kind of tortured her a little bit. And she wound up, they had to take her to the hospital for nervous exhaustion at the end of the filming of that scene.
Wow. Well, you know, let's talk about Hitchcock's blondes again for a moment. We talked about them before with
Yes.
North by Northwest and Vertigo.
Yeah.
And the effect that the ominous, icy, sexually alluring blonde has on these heroes. This is a little different setup. What is Hitchcock getting after when this particular sexually alluring, icy blonde shows up in this town? Why? What is he getting at with the birds? Why does this awaken their animal instincts?
Well, There's a lot of discussion about that whole thing. Did she bring that terror with her, as some woman in that diner accused her of? You know, was it because she had these caged lovebirds that she brought for her?
Great touch, though.
Yeah, in a very good with the little birds swaying back and forth in the one scene in the car. But I think, you know, the women in this movie have always fascinated me, especially how much alike Tippi's character, Melanie Daniels, was compared to the mother of Rod Taylor's character, you know, Jessica Tandy.
Well,
excellent.
They're not what they appear to be, which is a beautiful part of what he does, very subtly. Mom is not the supercilious, aristocratic old lady. She's a very uptight lady. Melanie, who seems to be such a cool chick, in the end, if you see her bandaged up and so, she's quite a bit different from the way she appears at the beginning. So he loves to take characters who you think are this way, and then they turn out to be that way.
But I love in The Birds that there is absolutely no explanation. There's just,
you know,
there's just this allusion to what might be. But the fact that such a beauty awakens nature's rage. In creatures that we typically have these warm associations with, I think is just brilliant.
Well, I think it's certainly a way for Hitch to suggest that horror awaits even behind the beautiful visage of, say, a Tippi Hedren. Watch out when she's carrying a couple birds, because you're in trouble. She's a change agent, and she's and these little sweet birds are suddenly like nature itself. Don't count on it, baby. It's not on your side the whole time, and it takes off with these birds.
One thing. There's a recent DVD set, and which includes a lot of Hitchcock classics, particularly The Birds. And there is an extra on that set that talks about a whole different ending taking place after the car drives away with all the birds there. There's no explanation. You hope they get away.
Right.
You know, they're trying to find a hospital for her. Everybody's familiar with how it, you know, kind of twist. Leaving you hanging type of scene. But there was going to be another scene after that where they do make it into the town. And there were several. None were filmed, if I remember right, but at least kind of written down the screenplays for them. But several different endings and another one that they get away, but Melanie dies.
I read that there was one where he had maybe even like a pullback. You might see the car, or whatever, and then you pull back and you see all these birds congregating.
Well, they're there. They're on, you know, the wires and the lampposts and everything.
Right. Yeah,
as the car kind of drives away into, I would assume, the sunrise, because since a lot of the scene took place at night, and as they drive away there. But I think very brilliant ending to it.
Let me ask you. We're good on time. We need to wrap it up.
Okay.
But this is great. I want to plug listening to this in its full version.
Okay.
Is that, where does that happen? That happens on
online on the Cinema Classics.
On Cinema Classics. Go to WCBE.
Facebook.
Go to Facebook.
Both of them. Oh, on our Facebook.
Go to a Facebook page.
And WCBE.
And WCBE.
We'll have the 5-minute regular version and the uncut version.
Both on Facebook and WCBE.
Yeah.
And then you're joining us next week for the next show for Psycho?
No.
For Rear Window.
Right.
Okay. 3, 2.
Could I say something before you say it?
Do
you want to say
go
it
ahead.
Afterwards?
No, go ahead.
And I'm going to tell you, for this Hitchcock movie, it's not for the birds.
Great movie. You'll definitely want to see it on the big screen at the Gateway Film Center. We had a great discussion. Great stuff, Wayne. Thanks. You can listen to the whole conversation, get all Wayne's brilliant Hitchcockian insight.
Right.
If you go to our Facebook page, like us on Facebook, Cinema Classics, and listen to us on WCBE.org. You can hear the whole show in its entirety. Wayne is coming back on our next show because we need to plumb his expertise on perversion.
Mainly.
I'll be prepared. Thank you.